they talk with you, but they really don't care about you.
Everyone
they
just put on like this. It's not a mask, but they like enter the event like this.
Yeah. Trying to prove something.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello, hello.
We're back in the couch.
We're back in the couch. And we're back having a very cute guest today. Yeah. I'm excited.
And Sophia has a funny voice today.
So yeah, I have a funny voice. I travel, of course. And so every time I travel, not every time. I've been doing good. But yeah, London was really cold. So now I have
a runny nose,
basically.
You sound Italian.
I do?
Like an Italian speaking English when you have a runny thing.
But yeah, should we announce our guest?
Yes, another boy guest, and is
Juan Rebelo.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
It's Christmas already.
What do you have in there?
I have two hats.
Oh my God. Wait, you got this for us?
Yes. No, I was deciding like the hat that I was using today.
Oh my God.
And I mentioned to the brand, like, I'm going to the podcast.
Oh
and
my
I was like,
God.
Let's send it to
God.
A hat. So
it's
from
so
me and from
cute.
Your hat.
Wait, I love
I'm going to put it on.
So I decided, like, Sophia would be brown and I'd be black.
I love it.
I love it. This is so cute.
I
You're
did
the
right?
first.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like
first
we would
guess.
Both love either. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these
now
guys
we are on the same team.
Yes. Oh my God. This goes with our clothes and everything.
Yankees team today.
Yankees team.
Yankees team.
You're the first guest to
era.
Ever bring us gifts. So we're like.
You're already our favorite.
Yeah. Sorry. To
just for you
one.
To be kind with me. The questions.
Well, the spicy questions are already in there. So
okay,
now
so
it's
nothing.
Too late.
I can do anything about it.
Too late now.
Too late.
If we knew you would bring gifts, we'd be
softer. Yeah.
Next time,
yeah. We look so much cuter now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect.
So you want to like introduce yourself, just like your name, age, and like zodiac sign for people
okay.
that don't know. And in your Instagram handle,
okay.
promote yourself like 1 minute.
I'm kind of nervous. Like this is my first time. Coming to a podcast.
No, you should. You're doing amazing. You're very well dressed. You're
our
shiny.
Favorite.
Your English sounds good. So
okay.
yeah, nothing
good.
To be. Yeah.
So should I look to this camera?
Oh no, you can look at
it. Look at it.
Yeah.
So I'm João Rebelo. Mm-hmm. It's so weird because every time I travel, like my name is so difficult to say,
yeah.
and I'm always like, I adapt my name to the country that I am. It's like. In Italy, I'm Giovanni. Like, I'm John.
John, yeah.
Like, I'm always changing. But
do you say John?
Yeah, when I ask, because if I say João, everyone was like...
Yeah, oh my God. Have you watched the last season?
João, and trying to say that my name is like, it's John, no worries.
Have you watched the last season of Too Hot to Handle?
Yeah, I didn't finish yet, but...
But there's like a Brazilian guy there.
João, yeah.
And everyone's like... Jean.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always so difficult because
it's so hard
yeah.
for them. Yeah.
So
my girlfriend has the same problem because he's called Juan too. So he works for a company, international company. So mm-hmm. he adapts and they call him Mitch.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just a random name.
Yeah.
And I get it. My name is also a little hard because of the accent. So I think
it's
always because of the accent.
So
John.
John.
You're John.
João. João Rebelo. João M. Rebelo on Instagram. And I am 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Aries.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Another fire sign.
The fire sign. Yeah, and that's it.
And you're a content creator.
And I'm a content creator, yeah.
Yeah. Do you do it full-time now or just...
Yeah, it's full-time. I did a role as a TV host and a Kurt Circuit.
What?
And that's, yeah.
That's so
it
cool.
It was a short term. They was just trying me.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But
that's
what I really want to do. In
really?
Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
we
my
didn't
dream.
Know.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you were born for television. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you're very...
expressive.
Charismatic.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's my dream. I really would like to...
Yeah, manifesting it for you.
Yeah. I always say that that's my dream, but at this point, I didn't... felt like I did something to achieve that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like, I want it, but I don't know what should I do to show
to
that I
it?
Want that, you know?
Yeah.
And this is a challenge for me too. Like, people need to hear my voice because I don't talk on Instagram mm-hmm. and I don't post that much videos mm-hmm. talking, mm-hmm. just when it's truly necessary.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't pass that image that I really would like and I am good in communicating.
Yeah, I didn't know. But would you like to be like a host or like actor?
No, I would like to be a TV host.
TV host. Yeah. That's so cool. You have a, like a fave kind of show you like to host?
I don't know. A dream. I really would like to be like a masculine version of Ellen.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
That would be nice.
I can interview people.
Yeah.
That's nice. And would you prefer to do it abroad or Portuguese television?
Of course.
Abroad?
Yeah. But if it's in Portugal, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And maybe it's easier to express myself for now.
Yeah.
Until I get my English better.
Yeah.
So do you prefer working like Portuguese market or international? What do you aim for like content creation?
I always dream to work with outside, but I'm really happy working in Portugal because being different here, I think I have more jobs.
Like more, less competition.
Less competition, yeah. Yeah. That's the right word, yeah.
Do you also think that being a boy is different than being a girl like in this world? Like how... Because
not in the world in general.
Yeah, not in the world. Yeah, just in the content creation world.
Just in the content creation world. Because like there's so many girls doing it.
Yeah.
But for boys, I think it's a bit more like...
I don't like to say like it's easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's a little bit easier for me because I don't have that much competition.
Yeah.
And even being a boy, like... Because I don't... I think I don't fit with the content creators from Portugal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always receive that question like, do you live in Portugal? Are you from Portugal? Mm-hmm. Even from agencies that are based in Portugal, they know me and they was like, I thought you didn't live in Portugal. I was like, mm-hmm. I live in Portugal, yes.
We feel the same. Like for us, I think we work with international brands not only because we like aimed for it, but it's just because we don't fit
as well. It's our position,
here.
Yeah.
And there's like now there's the Portuguese kind of like girls and trends. Do you think there's like a similar thing for boys here? Do you think you have like a standard of the Portuguese influencer guy?
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have either.
I don't think we have either. No, we have the Portuguese girlies.
But even in this market, I don't think they give that much attention to boys.
Yeah.
At least in Portugal. Everyone's like... They hire just girls to the jobs, most of the time.
And the opportunities are, like, so small here. So, yeah, so. It's very rare that you have, like, a street where a guy needed.
Yeah.
It's the same for us. And, our market doesn't have, like, as much budget and as much opportunities. Yeah, so it's
even compared to Spain, like, we are so close and it's so different.
It's so different. They have so many events. They have so many things going on all the time and we don't have... I mean, especially in Porto. I think in Lisbon is a bit different.
Yeah, Lisbon
is different. Do you like living in Lisbon?
Yeah, I like.
Have you always... Yeah. You're from Lisbon.
Yeah, I'm from Lisbon. When I started traveling, I was like, oh, Lisbon isn't for me. I need to be outside, like... Mm-hmm. Because I love to travel as much as I can. But since I started to travel that much, I feel so safe in Lisbon.
Oh my God, wait. I think you're telling our life story right now.
It's like, we feel the same.
Yeah. We feel the same. And I'm feeling more and more connected to Porto. Like, the more... I think it's also getting older, I guess.
Maybe it's our age.
Yeah. It just feels nice to have a chill place, to have a routine and to rest.
Yeah, but I really need to go out for a bit.
Same.
Yeah, same. No, after a few, like... I don't know. Should we say months here?
Yeah. I think two months of content here is
it's like done. Yeah. We need to go.
Yeah, literally.
Let's book a trip.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly because of our job because it makes it more interesting if you travel and have like other landscapes to shoot and ambience.
I always feel so excited when I go outside.
Inspired.
Like, I need to shoot. Every corner looks cute.
Yes, like, we're the same. We always say that we love what we love the most is like going. Shooting like loads and then coming back to Porto.
Then rest and home, resting. Like, full of
posting things. I'm still in Paris, baby. You know?
But I start to feel that pressure of posting at the moment, you know. Mm,
I feel that?
Yeah, because if I'm not there anymore, I was like, doesn't make sense for me now.
Yeah.
Like, people will not understand. Like, I don't know.
I do think like I've lost a few opportunities by posting after. Mm-hmm. Like, I've received some messages like, hi, I'm no longer there. But I also feel like it's good for my mental health to like not
because if
be...
you put a pressure during the trip, like, you will not enjoy as it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
I agree. And then you come back home and you need to shoot right after because you're out of things. So it's always good to save some.
I'm on that stage. I don't have nothing to post now.
You have nothing.
So do you have like a schedule? Like, do you have a calendar? Do you post every day? Every other two days?
I'm a mess. At the beginning, I was more, I was doing a plan, and it was not working. I didn't achieve like anyone. I was like, fuck, I will do it when I feel it and when I want it.
So you just go out. Do you shoot with friends?
Yeah. At least I have like a lot of friends who does the same job as me, so it's kind of easy.
Your content lately has been so creative.
Yeah.
I've been loving it, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Very inspiring. Yeah, I love it.
Carol is super creative, like with memes and I don't know, these crazy photos.
That's my, that's my thing. I was like, if I am doing this, I need to add something, you know? I don't want to, like, when I'm at home, like at night, and when I'm go sleeping, I was like, my most, I don't know if I say this in English, the I'm afraid of. Of being just another one, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be different as much as I can.
Yeah.
In everything I do, not even just content creation, just in relationship, everything. I need to be different.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's kind of frustrating for me because now I feel like, oh my God, I need to do something new. I need to create something different. And we don't have like that many ideas every day. It's like
it's not, so true. Yeah. It can be a little overwhelming to have that need for being creative
all the
time. And I feel
like people expect that from me now. Like, I can't lower the
bar. Yeah, no, I understand.
Now it's too late for that.
Especially if you want to be consistent, I think it's hard to be like creative all the time.
And you guys are so consistent. I
it's very hard.
I know how hard it is.
It's very hard. But yeah, sometimes like we have periods that we are like less inspired and we try to have, that's why we save a lot of posts for like, we try to do like 2 weeks in advance of content just because sometimes it hits you when you're like not inspired or you want to rest. And then I know that I have like content and I can chill because then it would give me so much anxiety to have that feel like I need to go shoot even though I'm not inspired. Yeah. So I prefer to just have
sometimes you get sick.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, doing for doing is like it's not the thing. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But it's hard. It's hard to be original all the time and creative, like you were saying, because it's also so fast that I don't know if you have this, but even if you have this idea of like doing a meme, then somebody can pick it up so quick and do it too, because it's like everything is out for everyone to see. So people just go and do the same and suddenly it's not new anymore.
Yeah, like tomorrow is not new anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like right now I'm in a good stage of that. Balance and of getting nervous and enjoying the this job.
What's your favorite part about the job?
It's that I'm able to show my creativity and like the opportunities that I already had with this job is insane.
Yeah,
I feel so grateful. It's like I could never imagine because I started in 2018.
Okay.
And it's such a long time until now.
Yeah.
And it was just because I like to take photos. More than being in the photo, I like to take photos. I'm always the favorite photographer in the group.
I'm also like that. I also love like shooting you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's cool. For me, it's like the best
part. It's like, ooh, I love this picture. Like, it's cool,
And it started with that and I was not expecting. I didn't search this and the brand starts to talk with me and I was like, okay, maybe this can be a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
crazy. Traveled so much because of this. I cannot explain. Yeah. It's like so.
I didn't know you started in 2018. I thought, because it's funny, we never know what other content creators' life is like and how they got to where they are. So the perspective is so different. Like I could swear that you grew like fast and you were doing all these things.
Yeah.
And you started like yesterday and you actually started in 2018. Yeah. So it's nice. A lot of work is behind it. And that's so cool, the opportunities. Because I feel like when we started, it was like harder to get this kind of... Like brands were not that open to this kind of events and traveling. And now it's like so much more fun. The opportunities are
I feel
amazing.
Like now we are in a different era.
Yeah, definitely. they are investing a lot of like money in marketing and traveling. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Do you have like anything that you really want to accomplish? We know about like the host, but inside the content creation, like any brand, anything that you would like die to have or to work in?
Yeah, I already did. It's like I already did like all the checks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're done. You can retire now.
I can retire.
Wow, I'm so jealous. So,
same. This is my retirement post. No, never.
We know it was this podcast.
This is your way of saying goodbye.
But yeah, I already did it. It's like, and I think when you achieve that, I was like, maybe I'm being listening. That's so important for me because, as you are saying, like we work so much, and sometimes I was like, maybe no one cares. Maybe no one cares. Like,
yeah,
but they care. Yeah, yeah, because exactly. I was on the university, and because all of my content creation was because of travelings. That's my that was my niche.
Okay, okay.
And I changed a bit with the time, because that was my objective, was like traveling as much as I can, being out of Lisbon as much as I can, and I need to find a way to do that. And during the university, we had like 1 month of vacations, and I went to Bali for that term. And the brands were starting, oh, this guy's traveling. And I start, and when I finished university, I did 1 year traveling around the world. And that's when everything started. Like, I start to get attention because of the places that I was going. And on that time, that a guy with my age traveling, it was not so
common.
Yeah. And then I come back from that 1 year traveling. I did a master. And I did an internship on a bank.
Wow.
Imagine me on a bank working.
That's crazy.
And I already was doing so much money with Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when the internship finished, they was like, they were like, we would like to stay with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, no. This is the time that I need to do my decision. Should I stay or should I go? And then I had a book trip to Hawaii. Wow. And it was my dream destination. And I was like, no, I'm not going to stay.
Like, wow.
I'm going to live life. Yeah.
Wait, how was Hawaii? Because I really want to go as well. Really?
Like, it was my dream destination, so my expectations were super high.
Okay.
Maybe it didn't feel like as I was expecting. But it's perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
And for me, it was kind of easier because in Waikiki, it's like more a city. Mm-hmm. And North Shore is like a beach town.
Okay.
And they only have one hotel. And you can stay in Airbnbs. And that doesn't exist. You need to stay at someone's house. And I already had friends there. And I stayed for like 15 days in their houses. And it's like easier. Because I had friends who went next to me. And they needed to leave because they didn't have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of difficult. And even if when I was posting there, I received so many messages like, please delete it. We don't want to show this because they don't want people to go there and ruin like the nature.
Oh yeah.
So they want to keep it secret.
That's a downside of social media.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Even with Bali, it was like crazy.
Yeah.
It became so hyped that like they started destroying everything, tourism and all.
Yeah.
But I think everyone like deserves a chance to go, right? So we are all just it's hard.
Perfect. It's like my second home. I already went like 5 times.
Really?
And I already lived there. So
wow. You live there.
Like for 6 months, but still.
How cool.
Do you think it's where you would live if you wouldn't live in Lisbon?
No. When I started to go there, I was like, this is my place. Like, but now I can see a perspective of future there.
Okay.
It's like everything is so flat. Like you just go to the beach and you can have a brand there or something like that. But to work in other type of stuff,
it's hard.
It doesn't, yeah. Mm. Don't make sense.
So you were doing mostly traveling content, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. How do you change to fashion? Like more, it's not just fashion that you do, but it's more like...
I think it was inside of me already. Like,
yeah.
It's because I'm not just that fashion. I don't know how can I describe
your lifestyle.
It's like lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I was at the school, I was like the guy that was using like shirt, like... chinos, like no style at all.
Really?
Yeah. And then I think it was that anger of trying to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw a piece, like maybe no one will use it. And I was like, I will use it. Yeah, that's what I want.
Need to make it work.
Yeah, let's make a rule. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And it started from there. Now I'm more chill. I think I was a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Like last years, but now I think I find my.
You're finding your style.
Yeah.
I think we all have that.
We are always changing. So.
Yeah. You're adapting. But yeah, I feel like it's very different even with the content creation. Like some people that work like traveling, it can be so much different. Like the events, everything from like fashion. And fashion has like more competition too, I feel like. Have you been to some like events, brand and stuff? So you feel like this weird...
It happened to me like...
Vibe?
There was a time that I was trying to chase like that fashion world.
Yeah.
And I went to my first fashion show. Mm-hmm. It was Moschino. And I went and I was like with so many celebrities on my side. And I was feeling so small.
Yeah.
I was feeling like, okay, I'm an insect here. Like, why I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why they choose me? Like, and I felt so bad when it ended. I was like, fuck, I think I'm not good enough.
Mm.
I started to think about this. Yeah. And no, and it doesn't make sense. Like,
you're there for a reason.
Yeah, I was there for a reason. But I think, because I'm not an anxious person. I don't feel like I have anxieties or something like that. I'm always so chill and accepting new challenges. But on that day, I think it was the worst day of my life. I was feeling so small and I don't know why. I was like, okay, maybe I'm not good enough.
I feel like with the whole fashion industry, it can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, Fashion Week is very anxiety creating for me. I don't know. Fashion Week, I don't even know if I like it or not.
I think there's a moment everyone was trying to show themselves, like prove their points, and like they talk with you, but they really don't care about you.
Everyone
they
just put on like this, it's not a mask, but they like enter the event like this.
Yeah, trying to prove something.
And you feel so intimidated because you're there alone. You cannot take like a plus one or anything to a fashion show. So when I get invited, I feel like also like so small. I feel like, but also maybe I'm like for other people, maybe my face is giving what the other people are giving to me because I'm so shy.
I always think about that. Maybe they are just shy and they are trying to protect themselves. Like,
exactly.
Because I'm always smiling and I'm a really people person. So
don't
make sense for me like that attitude, but I understand. I always try to put myself
in other people's shoes.
Yeah. I get really shy there because sometimes there's like people in the front row that you comment or message sometimes on Instagram. And I'm always like, are they going to look at me and, you know, and pretend they don't know me? Or are they going to like be nice? I'm like,
should I do the first step?
I'm so cringe at that.
Yeah. But I'm a first step person.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah. I always go.
Are you an extrovert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe too much sometimes.
200%.
200%,
I remember we met each other at Coachella.
I knew you were talking about this. I was so crazy. And I was alone.
You were alone. And
I met you
like
at Primavera in Madrid, right? No.
Yeah.
So you're an extrovert, for sure.
Yeah, that was a funny moment.
I remember at Primavera. Can I tell the story?
Of course.
So at Primavera, we were like in a group of people and some of us had like the VIP bracelet. And you did it! And then we all like went to the VIP area and you needed to pass your bracelet in order to enter. Like,
oh my
the
god,
key art.
Wasn't it the same as Coachella?
You would go like red. You would go red if you weren't allowed to get in. So like there we were all entering, green, and then he went.
Red.
He goes like, I'm just gonna go in the middle of you guys. I'm just gonna scooch right in, and he just passes his bracelet, and he goes red, and he just like ignores that, and he enters VIP.
You're not talking to me.
He
I don't know what you're talking about.
And he goes, and then
the second time
the
he
guard noticed. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember.
He's like, you went wrong. I don't care.
No, but on Coachella was different.
But I feel like you're very fun to be with.
No, yeah. That I'm always like, even because when we go to festival or something, like our friends don't have like VIP or like the stages of the brands.
Yeah.
And I'm always the guy, I will fix it. No worries. Yeah. I will fix it for you. I will take the bracelet off and I will give to someone to
read. So
I shouldn't tell. I shouldn't tell. Yeah. I always speak because I like to be with everyone on the same place. To don't feel like we are separated on the festival. Don't make sense.
Yeah, it's for a good reason.
Yeah, but
I feel like your heart is in the right place.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I'm doing it wrong for the right, but...
Yeah, it's for the right reason. No one cares.
Yeah.
I wish I was like that sometimes because I follow like all the rules, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm so scared of being like, I don't know. Imagine the guy like, you don't have permission to be here. I would be like, oh, I want a hole to hide in.
Sometimes for me, it's like, I don't need it, but I need to find a way to turn around the rules.
Yeah.
It's like it's in my blood.
Rules are created to
break
be,
it.
Yeah.
Maybe I was the guy who invented that quote. Yeah. Yeah, but on Coachella, it went because you guys left and you didn't know what happened next. But I will tell you.
Oh my God. Tell me all.
Because
about
on that, because like from the beginning, when I decided that I was going to Coachella, I did like a detox era and I stayed like almost 3 months like without alcohol.
Okay.
Like
you could revenge
on... to the revenge okay. everything on Coachella. No, because I was trying to change my body and like, okay, maybe I need a goal to make it easier for me. Like
I'm going to meet Kendall Jenner, so I need to be on my bed.
You know
I know
the story?
You did, yeah. But you can tell it as
okay.
well.
Yeah. So I was like, I will use this as a goal to help me changing my body. So I stayed like 3 months without alcohol. And on the first day of Coachella would be the day that I was drinking again.
Yeah.
Like imagine a person without drinking for so long.
So that was the day that I met that you. The Bad Bunny. You had like a full-on bottle of alcohol inside your clothes. And that is like illegal on Coachella because you cannot drink like on the open. You need to drink on certain areas. So I was like, wow, you have like a full-on bottle. And you are giving it to people.
To everyone.
Yeah, you're kind. Like you have the heart.
I'm always kind. I don't want just for me. I want to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... And then we were at the VIP area and I was already so drunk because I needed to shoot for the brand on that day. And we drink at the hotel. Like,
I remember you saying that you had no picture or whatever.
I'm so anxious just imagining it.
I was so cool about it. And we entered. I didn't remember that much like the first hours on the festival, but Barbara told me like, I was like taking pictures and like super blurry. I didn't. Oh, it's okay. I don't want anymore. Like
it looks
let's
amazing.
Party, let's party. It's perfect. It's a vibe.
Tomorrow I'm gonna.
Yeah,
love
but
them.
And she was so pissed off with me because she needed the photos too, and we were doing for each other. And I was like, it's okay. And the next day I needed to go like dress the same clothes and do the photos outside because I didn't have. I was just enjoying the moment because I was drunk, of course.
Oh my God.
And then, I don't know how, because they went home, because at the desert in the night, it's so cold and I didn't feel any cold. But there was, and I was texting them like, are you crazy? You are not going to see Bad Bunny? Go, I'm not going. I'm going to stay alone.
While I don't
texting care.
Them, I remember.
Because I spent like almost the festival alone meeting new people.
Yeah.
And I remember that I closed my eyes. And when I opened, I was on the stock of drink of the bottle. I don't know how I ended up there. I was like...
Wait, were you on the floor?
No, at the VIP area. I went to the... I don't know if it's where backstage
they,
or
where
something.
They stock the,
where
the
they
drink?
Stock the drinks.
And you don't remember how you got
I
there?
I don't know how I get there.
But you were standing. You were okay.
No, I was super okay. No, because I tried to go on my mind too. But I think I was trying to search for drinking for free. Because this is insane. On
and you
Coachella.
Went to the stock. You went to the right place, of course.
Yeah, I found the place. That's why I had a bottle. Because I was like, okay, I will bring a bottle, some beers on the pocket.
Yeah,
like I will
full
fill myself
alcohol.
With drinks. But
maybe you just cracked the system. Maybe we should all go next time. Let's just go.
I don't know, but this is insane. Do you guys know that Coachella is so expensive?
Yeah, of course.
And if I tell you, how much did I spend on the 3 days? Try to guess.
It's but like, wait.
In euros.
But like in...
In food and drinks.
Food, drinks, inside.
Inside, yeah.
I don't know.
With your attitude, I would say $50.
$27 because $27? I decided that I'm not going to I'm not going to leave.
That's one hot dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm
not
going.
We spent more than you and enjoyed less. Yeah, you know, I didn't get drunk once on Coachella. I didn't drink once.
Yeah, because it's difficult. It's so expensive.
No, it's so expensive.
One vodka is like $27.
And like,
that's what I bought it.
Like a lemonade is $12 or $15. So yeah. Alcohol is crazy.
Yeah, I prefer to drink water.
And I decided like, I'm not going to leave without spending an euro. I need to spend something. So I bought a vodka.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And how do you get like food for free?
Yeah, that's another story.
He got it all covered. He found the backstage kitchen.
Yeah.
He found a kitchen that he doesn't know how.
Yeah. The stock of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but on that day, I bring the vodka that during for the 3 days. And I entered in the festival in the, like the metal bottles they had it. I put in full of vodka.
Oh, and then okay.
I'm so full for the next days. And with food, it was like I was waiting on the food corners. Food.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was catching the tickets, like the people, like they have numbers when they go, and I was like, I catching, and it was like 18. I was like 18, it's me. Oh,
no way!
I was like, it's me.
No way!
And the first time they give me 6 burgers. I was like, oh my God, 6 burgers. And I started to give to everyone, and I give to the staff.
No,
and I give to a guy
way.
That gave me a bandana in exchange of my burger.
Wow.
And I used the bandana on the last day. It was so funny. Yeah.
My mind is blown.
I feel like you're the representation of like
hustler.
Those people that are like, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna eat for free. I'm gonna eat for free in the next half an hour. It's gonna happen.
If I decide that I will do it, I will do it.
Yeah, I feel like you decide to do something and you do it.
Yeah, it's chasing.
Yeah.
It's real. Not in a bad, not in a good way, but.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, okay, and then tell us this candle story.
Ah, yeah, because I was with a bottle of vodka, giving vodka to everyone. Even on the next day, a lot of people that came to me, it's John from Portugal. How are you?
Easy to remember.
You. But I was thinking like I was following so much people on the next day.
Okay.
It always happened to me when I'm drunk. Okay. I start to follow like 15 people.
Do you want to follow?
It's like, give me your Instagram, I will follow. We will be friends forever.
Yeah.
Never
it's
seen
like
it.
Girls'
Never
bathroom. See.
No, but sometimes it happens. I have some friends that happen that I met like on this stage.
Yeah, on this stage.
And I was with my vodka on the shorts. And I was like, I need to go to the artist area to see Bad Bunny so close.
You
because
were,
I don't have
you
anyone
were watching
here.
With me and you said like, I need to go up in front. And I was like, okay, I'm good because I'm not even that big of a fan of Bad Bunny. I was like, you go do your thing. And I saw you like squeezing into the crowd. And then
there
I lost
goes
you.
On an adventure.
Yeah. Then I lost you.
I know I will meet someone and I will enjoy. So for me, it's okay. And then I decided that, okay, I need to go. Like, the front stage is not enough for me. I need to be on, like, Golden Circle.
Yeah.
Let's go. Because they had that thing of red and green on the bracelets. Yeah. And I was like, okay, we need to act fast. And, like, with attitude. So the security don't even ask you anything.
Okay.
And then I went and I passed, like, on Primavera, like this. And he didn't notice anything, and I went and I saw the entire concert on with Kendall Jenner.
Oh my God.
With a bottle of water, and I was like, now I can take the bottle out of my shorts here because I will get caught in the first second. And everyone was there, like Camila Cabello and a lot of different people.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck. But I'm here alone. Like, now I can't make friends here because it will look weird. So I act like I'm a star too. And
of
I enjoyed
course.
The concert
you're
like
a star.
So close.
Yeah.
I'm a star. Yeah.
You're a star. Wow.
So close to Bad Bunny. I was like, okay.
Wow.
It's done. I can go to Portugal.
How was it? Kendall was like dancing or?
Yeah. She was dancing. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We saw her at the Revolve party.
Yeah.
Wow, she's stunning.
She's exactly like the pictures.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I want to talk with her, but I didn't do that move because it will look suspicious.
Yeah.
Someone who is there and try to act like a fan.
Wasn't that the year that Camila hooked up with Shawn Mendes again. You were there for Spurs.
Yeah, because when the concert finished, like they go out by a different area. And I was like, no, I need to go by here, but my shuttle is on the normal area. So
you're gonna, all the way back.
But let's go with the flow. So I went on the backside of Camila because they have like tracks on the backstage where they stay and go. And I was like, I don't have any track to go now. let's keep walking. I was walking to another side, like, try to find a way to get out of there. And I was like, I need to go to the normal area.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but the paparazzi was taking photos of Camila. I was like, I was hiding my face.
That's so funny.
It was so funny.
Wow. You're fearless.
Yeah, I'm fearless.
I love that about you. I love that. Well, like, what's your dream person to meet? Like
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Justin and Ailey. For me, they are a peck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Justin... There's two. There was Justin and Evan Mock. Okay. And I already met Evan Mock. Because I was invited to his event in Paris. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this day arrived. I will meet him. Because on the invite, they were saying that he will be there. Yeah. And I was like, maybe it's him that is inviting me. I don't know.
when I was in LA, I went to the Community Goods coffee place to see if Haley and Justin would be there. Because they always go to that coffee place. Uh-huh. Mm. But I didn't.
Yeah, but I saw Evan Mock at Coachella. Uh-huh. And I was like, we were on the same bar. And I was like, Barbara, it's Evan Mock. go take a picture. No.
We will be friends one day.
And I don't want this being a subject in our conversation. Like, you remember when...
Let's see our first picture together.
I'm like that too. I'm like, I never want pictures with celebrities. Because you never know, like, the future. And it's a little cringe to act like...
At the event, it makes sense. Because he was there for that and for promoting
just for
his
pictures,
brand.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, here... It's so hot. Can I get?
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, here makes sense. And I will take a photo with him. And it was so funny because he was taking a photo with a lot of people. And they were like, he was like acting so, okay, another one. And with me, it was so like
chill.
And he did, I want more. And I was like, no, it's okay. I was like, I'm feeling special.
Aww,
he was at the hotel, the Revolve Hotel too.
Yeah.
He stayed there with us. I saw him a couple of times. He's very beautiful.
Yeah.
In person.
Well.
Tell me.
Well, we have some games to play with you, but we have some other questions more like personal.
Okay.
And since we're talking about like all that and celebrities, would you ever date someone in the same industry, like content creation or fashion industry?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Because it's a tough industry, but it's fine for you. You're
I think if we are on the same kind of area, we will have something in common. So it will be a match at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. But are you like single or right now? You're single. Okay. So in those events, there's always a chance.
it's not even a job. When we go to the events, for me, it's like, let's see.
It's like a party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. Have you been single for a while or is it recently?
I never had a serious relationship.
No?
No.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Would because you like I, one or you prefer this way?
I think, I don't know how it is to be on a relationship. The feeling of being on a serious relationship, but I feel like it would be difficult for someone to be with me because I don't like to like felt control. This is kind of toxic what I'm saying because when you are in a relationship, no one controls you. But I'm always
it's like you don't want to be like
restrained or
no, more like you don't want to feel like the need to always be. It's like updating the other person, right?
Yeah, for me, it's really difficult.
Now I'm doing
that. It's something that I need to work because even if someone asks me, like, what are you going to do tomorrow? Are you trying to control me? I don't know. Maybe tomorrow I can go to China. I don't know.
Don't ask me that.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's a problem I need
to. But maybe you'll find someone as free as you.
Or maybe that would be a problem. Imagine the VIP area.
Then you'll be like, where are you now? And he's like, are you trying to...
Yeah, but I say that, but at some point I care about my fans and I always trying to know where they are. And
yeah.
So it's kind of need to be balanced. Like,
yeah,
or we need, you need to give me and take me.
You can have an open relationship and just,
yeah, and why not?
Being serious as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's possible. But yeah, I agree that with all the traveling that we do, it could be like hard to maintain a relationship because either the other person is like okay with you spending a lot of time away or maybe can go with you, or then it gets hard because if like the two people are in the same industry and have like trips and that trips, don't match, yeah, yeah, the schedule,
and always meeting new people,
yeah, yeah, that can be tough. But yeah, it could be fun. There's a lot of like couple influencers.
Yeah. There is. Yeah.
So couple always works.
Yeah, couple. It's always viral, isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
oh, there's fake couples too.
There's just fake couples.
Yes, it's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like TikTok couples and stuff.
And even for singers, now they are doing a lot of stuff. I think it's marketing, even this situation with Shawn Mendes, Camila, and
Sabrina.
And Sabrina.
Yeah.
They were releasing songs like.
Yeah,
like so message too. To.
What do you think about Hailey and Justin? Do you think it's like a very healthy thing? Because I've heard some people say that they have like an open relationship and that he is like with other people at the same time. But I've also, I don't know. Do you think it's like
Hailey and Justin?
Yeah,
I think they are. I don't know that much, but what I feel about the situation, I think they are. Healthy,
yeah.
At this point, I think it was difficult because all the problems that Justin had. Mm-hmm. But the energy that I feel now, they are, it's not completely healthy because they are superstars and I know it's difficult. Everyone was trying to snitch in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they like each other and now they have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Jack.
We didn't have a chance to to see him
yet. Jack. It's really nice.
Jack
I love the name.
Jack
Blues.
Jack Blues.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a
Blues is like a surname? Yeah. Or is like two first names?
I think it's two first names. Okay. I think so.
Jack Blues Bieber?
Jack Blues Bieber.
Jack Blues Bieber.
Drinking his whiskey.
Yeah. That's the kind of name that I met, like kind of person I imagine. Someone like from the 20s.
Riding his motorbike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be an Epo baby.
Yeah, it's going to be an Epo. Wow. Imagine being Justin and Haley's kid. Like, you don't have to do anything in life.
Yeah.
Imagine
you
could
what do you do for a living?
You can do everything.
I'm Justin's.
Imagine.
And that's enough.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's you don't have to worry about a thing.
No, I don't.
You don't have to worry about a thing.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. But yeah, we have one last spicy question. Not spicy.
Not spicy.
The spicy will come.
Oh, the spicy.
But like, have you ever used dating apps? Do you use dating apps? Like, because you don't, you've never had a serious relationship, but like, do you fool around? Like, do you?
Yeah, I never, I installed Tinder like some weeks ago, maybe 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Very fresh. First time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to see
what was around.
But more even when I'm outside.
Yeah.
But I didn't did anything with that.
Yeah.
It always come by Instagram or meeting in person.
You know, I had like a fake profile there.
I already had fake profiles and I received messages like, okay, that's not me. Like, let's be the real.
Yeah.
Let's try.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but didn't pass from Tinder yet. But I don't use that much, so.
Yeah.
So, but you said you use Instagram. So have you ever like slide into a DM? Like, you're a person to do that.
Yeah, I'm a first step person. So for me, it's not a problem. If I want, I will get it.
Okay, I love that. I love that.
Would you slide into celebrities? Yeah.
Depends on the term of celebrity.
How big?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Should we go into even spicier?
Yes, let's
go.
People time. Okay, so basically.
Tell me the rules so I can break it.
Oh no.
Imagine he finds a way to skip them all.
Exactly.
Okay, we have nine, right? Nine spicy questions.
Nine or ten, something.
Nine or ten.
Okay.
And we were thinking you could do five.
Okay.
So you're going to
I can
pick
go for
five.
Nine.
You read them out loud and you have a free pass.
Okay.
One. So you have to
answer. Five questions, one pass.
Yeah.
When I saw these things, I was like, I'm not going to be that person that passes. But I don't know.
I love that.
Well,
let's see.
Yeah. People always say that the hardest ones are when you need to name a person.
Name drop, like, yeah.
Oh, show us your secret talent.
Do you have one?
I don't think I have.
You're a host.
No, I think you just showed us your secret talent. It's getting what you want.
My talent is getting stuff for free.
Yeah.
When you can even buy it. That kind of situations, like VIPs areas, like putting everyone on the drinking for free, having food for free.
It's like challenge accepted.
Yeah, challenge accepted.
So do you think when someone tells you no, that's when you want to do it?
What?
When someone tells you no, that's when you got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel like the...
Yeah.
So maybe in Fashion Week, you can... help us get into some show.
Yeah. We want to go to
I always wondered about that. Because this is a thing from a kid. Because even to enter on the club when I was a kid, I put the headphones. Like saying, and with my friend, I was like, I'm going with them. Yeah, let him pass. Like pretending that I was talking with the security just to pass on the line.
Wow. Oh my God, that's so good.
Because no one will question if you are with a headphone.
It makes sense.
We should bring headphones to the Miu Miu show.
Exactly.
Or like a bracelet saying
stuff.
Oh yeah,
I'm coming. I can see you back there.
I'm here.
Yeah. One of us pretends and like, yeah, she's here.
She's here. If you are dressed
ready.
In black.
I'm with her. Yeah.
I'm the security guard.
There's a lot of people that crash fashion shows.
I saw some reels of a guy that I was sneaking. I don't know if it's real or not because
I don't know.
It kind of looks suspicious, but. I would like to give it a try.
Because sometimes you get there and when you're actually invited and there's someone sitting on your seat. So I can imagine that.
Yeah, that's that happens to us.
Yeah. So that person might not have an invite because why would they, you know?
And even I think it's they like, just sit always a confusion pretend. And you can go, you can stand too. Like they don't, because when you enter, they don't care. You are safe.
Yeah.
Like you can spot somewhere. Yeah. Like, but to enter, like it's such a shame if you got caught.
Yeah, that's true.
I know, imagine. Like, I would cry.
But after
next
your
one?
Reach, next one, yeah.
That was one.
That was very
it wasn't
easy.
That spicy.
That was very easy, yeah.
Like, maybe I should shut the fuck up. Name an overrated influencer.
Wow.
Here we go.
That's the spy.
Here we go.
Overrated influencer. I need to say a name, right?
Yeah. That's the problem.
I would like to go out of Portugal just to don't get
punch in the
beef.
Face.
Beef here. Chiara Ferragni.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree in a way.
Yeah.
I never really understood the hype, but.
I think she was just one of the first ones, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
She's pretty. She has his family. She was like
has his family.
I don't know. I think people love to follow family. Yeah, you know? Like kids and
now it's destroyed.
Literally.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They got divorced. Really like
I don't follow. I don't follow her too. I never followed her, but I know she's like the mother of the influencers.
Yeah.
But I don't go with her vibe.
I think there was like a drama with like some charity money that she said she was going to give but ended up not giving. I don't know. Like I might be wrong, but there was some drama.
But and is I the think family destroyed or just her reputation?
I think she divorced the guy.
Yeah, they divorced.
He was like a musician,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he was a singer.
At the beginning, I thought it was a marketing strategy.
I think it was
just
very
to
big.
People get like, oh, poor girl. Now she's alone with the kids. But he's already with the other girls, so it's real.
Yeah, it's
that's
real.
That's insane.
And I don't really like her fashion brand, too.
Yeah, I think it's... I think I said that because of the style.
Yeah.
I don't fit with her style.
The type of...
Yeah.
But I know everyone
with
likes...
With the eye, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot of, like, glitter and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she has her value.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, for sure.
You did well.
Next one?
You did well, yeah. You're good. Doing great. It's okay.
Name the worst brand you ever worked with.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
We all have one. I think he's gonna use the pass.
I think so.
Let me think if I will never work with them again.
Yeah.
The worst brands.
I'm laughing, but if I had to reply to this, I'm probably scared.
I don't know. Would you reply?
One comes straight to my mind, but I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I was like, very recently.
I'm not going to... I will answer. And they know this is true. But it was a jean brand.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because I had to redo the content like 7 or 8 times. Yeah. And I was like being so picky with everything.
Oh my God.
Don't you like die a little bit inside when you have to reshoot something?
Yeah.
Because like I die.
It's like it's already on my feed program. Like literally. Don't change now.
Literally.
Don't change. I can change the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I at some point the situation I was not reading the briefing like carefully. And I had okay. I did some mistakes, but 8 times it's like too much.
Yeah,
like,
times. Oh my yeah.
God. Yeah. But
oh, no,
I already worked with them again. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It was just a bad moment of
yeah.
the guy or girl, I don't remember who was behind the decision of
yeah.
the
sometimes it's even like these agencies in between. Sometimes it can happen that you're working with this agency that talks with the client and then
yeah.
they make like this huge mess and you need to reshoot and it's hard. I think I started to ask to have like a number of reshoot mm-hmm. in the contract because
yeah.
brands can go crazy.
Can go
just...
crazy, yeah. 8 times it's too much.
And, then, like, and I had crazy. A brand that asked me to reshoot and then posted the first content on their
That's sneaky.
That's
yeah. So they had the double the content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Damn. Sneaky.
But yeah, that's very sneaky.
You did well.
You did well. Next one.
Yeah.
2 to go, right?
Yeah, we can go to all.
Let's go. He's feeling confident.
Readers, your last DM.
You can read the last that you wrote.
Okay.
As you scroll.
No picking.
No picking. The last one is picking. The last one.
Okay, the last one is...
As,
I forgot it. I have an event at 5:30. Let's work out at 6:45.
Okay. Okay.
It's wow. not that juicy.
Okay.
Is work that to your personal like... trainer?
No, it's my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck, I would like to go juicy.
That's fine. It's fine. We are it's also fine. Boring. When these questions come to us, we never have like...
No. Nothing.
But I can stuff. See the last that I received.
Your friends okay 6:30.
No on the
request
oh,
yeah.
Okay. The request yeah.
Okay nossa muito gato yeah
no it's
in the translation like yeah.
you're very
very,
very hot. Like,
hot very hot yeah.
yes
okay. Do you get a lot of that
yeah do you get a lot of that
yeah
some... yeah like,
yeah.
That.
Yeah sometimes yeah
yeah.
Is that what do you think about that? Because you said you're one of like the, I'm like you do the first step, right?
Yeah.
So you
but not in a tacky
lame,
way.
Yeah.
Not in a tacky
that's
way.
That's a lame tacky.
Like
not,
when they come
not
with like.
Not like
when they come like super, like intense.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
This looks so fake. Like,
yeah.
Try
yeah.
better.
I think the best. Like I was talking to you the other day. I think if I was single, the best way to get to me would be if you were funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
like
yeah.
the other guy, the other guy. I had a guy, like asking me, like, can you send me your details to send you the ring? And I was like, what ring? And
what
I was
ring?
Like, the wedding ring. Like, that was very smooth. Like, you would get me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You will. You made me answer.
You made me answer.
Yeah, I like when they made me curious.
I like
yeah.
rings, you know? I want
she
a
was
ring.
Like, gifting, yes.
Gifting?
Wait, this is a gift?
Yes. What type of ring?
Yeah, once sometimes they say just, hello. And I was like, maybe they have a job proposal. I don't know. Should I answer? Should I not?
Forgot to send you the tracking number. Yeah. Which one? To my heart.
The key to your heart.
The key to your heart.
Oh, my God.
Last one.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I could do more.
I love this thing. This one is big. Which brand would you never work with?
He got serious all of a sudden.
No, because I had a problem with this. Because I accepted the job. And then I decided that I didn't want to do it anymore. Okay. And it was bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should spell it. Because yeah. Probably I would never work with them again because I did this.
Yeah, spell it.
But I, for me, never is... For a person like me, saying never is too deep.
Too deep, okay.
Maybe I could... I couldn't do it today, but we never know tomorrow.
But why did you say no? It was like off-brand for you? It's not
because
your vibe?
I don't... It's Shein.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It makes sense.
I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna watch this. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
We would say no too.
Yeah.
Makes
so
sense.
You said yes
for so many reasons,
and then you said no.
Yeah.
But did you sign a contract?
No.
Okay, then you're good.
No, I'm good. Yeah. I can.
But I heard. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna share some gossip here. I heard that actually from my agency, I heard that there's a lot of girls that you know when. You see those content creators that barely do any sponsor work and you're like, mm-hmm. How do they make money?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have contracts with Shein, but just for to take pictures for their website that they are not required to post. So I know a lot of influencers are doing that monthly so they can earn money and then just post
do whatever they want.
Yeah, without like having to do sponsor work.
Would you tell yourself?
No.
I feel like I wouldn't, but like
you understand.
I understand. Like I end up selling my soul anyways. Sometimes with brands that I love, because it's like, oh, this is the briefing.
Okay.
No copyright free sound.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do this. So it's like you end up compromising a lot. You know.
Either
you know,
way.
Like so you. It's between compromising your ethics with a brand that you don't...
Yeah.
And compromising your aesthetic.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like Shein, they steal your pictures either way.
Yeah,
like,
even if you don't want, they will put it on the website.
They have me. They have me. Yeah, same. Selling like sunglasses.
So might as well make money out of it.
They are always copying every brand. So.
Yeah.
Even small business, they copy.
And so quickly.
So quickly.
They copied... I remember you made this top. You handmade it.
That actually was Pull&Bear. That was Pull&Bear.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it because
it
is what
dropping.
It is.
Yeah.
But I did this... back then, I was doing DIYs for YouTube.
Okay.
And I did this top with only one sleeve that it was made out of panels of fabric.
Okay.
Like in diagonal. And they did it... Like I did with old fabrics that I had at home. So it was like brown and this like pale yellow. And they... Did exactly the same top.
The same colors.
Like the same panels, same colors.
So
everything.
It was a copy. It wasn't just another
inspo,
top.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, it was the same.
And it was Pull&Bear that people don't put in the same category sometimes with Shein. But you know what? It's all the same. So yeah, I don't judge. Also, like, it was a fun fact to learn that some influencers do that. But I think, like, it's not like the best thing to do. But I understand in a way.
Yeah, but that's even a question because in this world of content creation, you are always getting inspired and sometimes you kind of do the same even in on trends and stuff. But this week I had like a really nice situation I wouldn't expect because I did that thing of Sims.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And of course, I'm the creator of doing a post like this, but I'm not a creator of this idea because it got me inspired by a filter on
TikTok,
stories.
TikTok.
They have a filter with a diamond. Yeah. And I was like, why shouldn't I do this as a post?
Mm-hmm.
And Livia and Malu, they reached me out like saying, can I do it? Like,
oh, they asked?
Yeah, they
that's
asked.
Nice.
Both
that
of
was
them.
Super, the yeah.
That was
wow,
so weird. Both
nice.
Of them asked you.
Yeah.
On the same day. No, separate
days. Different days, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Yeah. Because there was like this controversy that one copied the other, I feel like, on TikTok.
Yeah. For me, they are different.
Oh,
it's not
super
the same.
Different. Yeah. Yeah. But people like...
But they like to be on the trends and
like
they
to,
are super creative too.
People love to put girls against each other.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
sure.
It's good for the gossip on TikTok
for
because
sure,
TikTok loves
sure,
that
sure.
kind of gossip.
But that's nice that they ask because
I wouldn't, because
I think like everyone copies everyone on social media.
I would never felt copy it, or because she was doing a slide with the same thing, but
yeah,
I go, no, she's nice, like asking.
That's sweet.
Go, go, go.
Definitely.
And they tagged me. I was like, okay.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like
nice.
I'm feeling the owner of Sims.
Oh, Sims now. Yeah, you should.
I'm hoping they reach out to you later on. Sims.
Maybe they should. They should.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good sponsor.
Promoting a new game.
Yeah. I'm such a fan. I have like the entire collections of every expansion. Like,
wow.
Yeah. I wasn't addicted when I was a kid. That.
Yeah, I used to
so
play.
It makes
lot.
So sense for me doing this trend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many hours we spend.
Yeah.
Waiting for
building
them to grow
building a family,
old.
Building a home.
Oh my God, for me, it was building a house. I would spend like hours.
Having a career. Like everything.
I didn't do a career and family. Like clearly I only built...
I would just
build houses.
I would love to try to find glitches. Like try to close the maid inside for a wall without a door. Yeah.
I did so many ghosts.
Yeah.
Like,
kill everyone in the pool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Such a nice time.
Such an easier time.
Now I don't have time for Sims.
Yeah.
It will steal me a day. Or more.
No, more, yeah.
Now we don't have time for anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think we did all five, right?
Yes, we do.
We have one last game.
We have one last game. You probably played it before. It's called Never Have I Ever.
Okay. Game time.
Okay. Okay.
It's behind the sofa.
Yeah, we have this very DIY.
We have some props.
Wow.
They are very DIY, don't judge us, please.
Okay. Don't judge us. We did this very quickly. So yeah, Never Have I Ever. I think it's very self-explanatory. I have, and I've never.
Okay.
So yeah.
Can I lie?
No lie.
No lies. No lies allowed.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Well, the first one, I think it's obvious, but never have I ever cheated.
Is it obvious for who?
Because you never had like a relationship.
Not serious, but...
Serious, but...
You can still shit.
You can still shit, yeah.
Oh, we are so pure.
Cute.
No, but it's not that pure because I always wonder about if I was on a serious relationship, if I could not cheat.
That's one of the reasons why you're like a little scared.
Yeah, because I don't know if I would be capable.
Because like, are you very impulsive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, on the next day, maybe I will be regretted about it, but...
Yeah.
If I don't know. I have a lot of impulses. So.
But at least you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
And you can work with that.
So
it's good that you're not...
I'm not hurting anyone now.
But do you ever have a feeling like... Like someone you dated that you were like, I don't know, maybe I would do like long term with this person.
I didn't felt that yet. But if I felt it, I don't know. It depends on what I was doing and where I am.
You might need to go to Shine.
If I am at Coachella,
I'm going to cheat. It's like, if I am at Coachella. He doesn't even remember how he got to the stock of the drinks. Yeah. How is he going to remember kissing in there first?
Dangerous.
No, it's no. For me, it's at the stage of my life now, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm kind of...
A lot of fish in the sea. A lot of opportunities.
No one will match my freak now.
Okay.
Somebody's gonna match my freak.
I'm in my nasty era.
Love that.
Brad Summer. Did you ever had got cheated on?
As a friend, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As a...
He was not my friend, yes.
As a friend, yes. As a couple.
No. Yeah, okay. I think it's even harder.
Would you prefer cheating or being cheated on?
Ooh.
Because it's tough.
It is tough.
I would prefer to be cheated on because I would be like...
Am I the villain?
You prefer clear to be the slate. Villain? I'll be like, bye, bitch. I would be like sad bitch for a month.
Sad bitch.
Sad
like
bitch
emo,
for a month.
Emo Sophia, you know. But then I would be free again.
Yeah, I would prefer to be shitted on, I think.
Because
then, like, it would hunt me.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it would hunt me.
Same. Maybe I think this way because I never had a relationship, but it's 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm in my nasty era, so it can be 50-50.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
If you're free, you're
no, but it's you, it's no still bad. It's both. Still bad because you are hurting someone, so it's not nice.
Yeah.
But if it was for the right reason,
if it was to find your husband,
it's for the ring.
Yeah. Okay. Never have I ever stole from a store.
I have as well. Let me think. I don't remember, honestly. I think I might, because there's always like, yeah, not on purpose, no.
I did it on purpose.
Like,
I did it on purpose.
Like, I remember it was like my trip, like, viagem de finalistas. Like last year, final year trip in
graduation trip,
high school, yeah. And I was away. I was in Budapest with my friends, and we were at H&M. And you know how they have like those bundles of like 20 earrings?
Yeah.
And I only wanted one pair. And my friend was like, let's steal it. And I'm like, no. And then she like stole it. And we're like, oh my God. And then we ran from the store together, and we got into a metro.
Let's run away from this store.
I got into the metro, and then we didn't even pay for the metro. So it was twice as bad.
Yeah, but I love to do that.
Yeah, that I do a lot. Like the metro thing. But I think,
But I already got robbed so many times.
But I wasn't doing that. I wasn't even riding the metro back then. Yeah. So, like, not paying the metro was, like, twice as stressful.
Yeah.
But I already was robbed so many times, so I think the karma already hit me.
You were robbed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really? In Lisbon? Oh,
everywhere. In Lisbon, too.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, but last time was in Paris during Fashion Week. So I spent 5 days there without anything and doing anything. And I was with a brand.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was the phone?
Yeah.
I feel like we're so lucky to never have been robbed in Paris.
Oh my God, I don't want to like jinx it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Because it's really there soon.
I'm so scared of like losing or like someone stealing my phone. Because because
everything's there. And we have 2 weeks of unposted content there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
It already happened.
If the phone was new and empty.
Yeah. It's not about like the money. No. It's like what you have in there, which also equals money.
It already happened with me 3 times, so I'm kind of pro on that situation. So I deal really nice. Yeah, it was so funny because I was doing a post on the metro, and the guys told me when I was posting, and the first thing that I said to a friend, to my friend, was like, "My post."
Yeah, I would be the same. Sorry, can you at least let me finish? let me go live.
I was like, please post it.
Let me just write the caption.
Yeah.
You can take it out.
Yeah, I already deal really good with the situation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
So you were like with your phone in your
hand? I was with a phone like on the...
Sat.
Yeah. And he waited for the... from the doors.
Uh-huh.
And when the last sound, he pushed my phone. And I get up and the doors closed on my face. Yeah. And he was on the other side.
Then you have zero chance it was of like getting this.
Oh my God, I would cry.
And I feel like I relax if I'm sitting down on the subway. I relax a little bit. That's a good tip.
I would cry.
Never we go are learning close from, to the door in Paris, please.
I think I'm going to buy one. I know they're very ugly, but I think I'm going to buy one of those.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like.
But like...
At least if Rode does one, I would like.
if Rode did one.
Please, Ailey, do this.
Yeah, please, because we don't want to be robbed. Because if you had that, you wouldn't even maybe...
Yeah.
And I already, or he would like push you when you had it in her.
Yeah, and they opened the bags like so. So
pickpocket.
Yeah, pickpocket.
Pickpocket. Okay.
Next one.
Never have I ever snitched on a friend. I genuinely think I haven't.
Snitch on a friend, like telling like a secret, right? Like telling something you're not supposed to. Or
I think it's more like if your friend did something bad.
And you're like, snitch. He's done that. I'm trying to think.
I think it's not something you do at our age, no?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I was trying to...
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't remember anything. But sometimes I think about like the whole... I think we talked here about it. If it happened to me to learn from a friend that...
he's cheating.
Someone, yeah. Like what would you do? If you have like 2 different friends and someone tells you... that, I don't know,
Yeah, imagine
boyfriend
if,
of the other
wait,
friend
imagine
is cheating.
If Barbara told you that she was cheating on her boyfriend.
Yeah. I would never tell anyone.
Yeah, but what if you were as close to Barbara as you were to her boyfriend?
Yeah, sometimes it's...
Yeah, on that terms it's difficult.
Imagine if you're best friends with a couple.
It can be tricky.
I would do something to make them... No,
realize.
But not for me.
Yeah.
But I would That's help smart. On that because if I was deaf,
I think I would be like, you have to tell him. You have like 3 days.
3 days?
To tell him.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Like,
so they
get your shit together.
Tell but a story that, instead of you.
It already happened with me, like a couple that had that situation. And I didn't, I knew it and I didn't tell anything because.
It's not your place also, yeah.
Yeah, but my name came. And I was like, I stay in silence and now my name came saying that I said it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. Because when I don't like to be in the middle of couples.
No. It's tricky, isn't it?
And when you are friends of both, it's difficult. Yeah.
It can be nasty.
Mm. Okay. Never have I ever promoted something ugly for money.
Yes.
You know what? In our defense, sometimes we agree to a post before we know the product.
We know, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes it's too late to
too late to say
down.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I always think to myself, like, this is kind of ugly, but can I make it work? Sometimes you can make it work
in
an outfit.
I love that challenge because even with the when I go to showrooms and stuff, they always like, I have this, and I was thinking, you are the only guy that could make it cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I like that challenge, yeah.
But I think that's a bit backhanded.
It happened with me one time. It happened
They're
with
like,
me one time with a
We
with
don't
a
like this,
sunnies.
But you need to work with it.
No one else wants
this. The sun is very terrible. I was like, how can I make it cool? Like, it's impossible. It's in my face saying terrible. Like, it's impossible to make it cool. But I was in Hawaii, so it was easy to... To make it cool
okay,
with
yeah.
the city.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we sold our souls.
Yeah, we did. Last one. Never have I ever hang out with someone for interest.
No.
I don't think so either.
Hang out with someone for interest.
Like trying to...
like to
get
something out of it.
We
don't judge.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
In this fashion industry,
yeah.
Sometimes you need to.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I have been. That's a challenge for me because I'm not like since I'm shy and all. I don't really do that. Like try to force a relationship or I don't know make a connection just to get like something. But it's true that like fashion weeks and all. Like I've been told like you need to really like make friendships PR. And it's very tough for me. I'm like always like debating if I should like be more proactive. But once again, it's against my personality. So I never know like the right answer.
Yeah.
I don't look at the situation as like I'm going against my values or something. Like, it's my job.
Yeah.
It's part of the job. So maybe I don't want to go to this event, but I need to go because it's part of the job. But I always ended up enjoying because...
Oh.
As I told you, like
you're there.
Even if it's bad, it will be nice.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
This was nice.
This was so nice.
Easy.
This was not easy. Mm-hmm. You were expecting something.
Yeah.
Okay, next time we have to make it harder.
Yeah.
Make it just here.
Like a spicy version of undressed.
Yeah. Whenever you want to come back to this podcast, we're always like open for
okay,
you.
Yeah, thank you for coming. It was lovely to meet you a bit more.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to hang out next.
Yeah. We will be in Paris. So.
Yeah, we'll be in Paris. So hopefully we can crash an event together.
Yeah.
Yes, can't wait.
Or we can make our own event.
Yeah.
To have any dinner or something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you
for coming. And thank you for watching, guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao.